This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And talking with State Representative Court Boyce joining us. Thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thank you for having me on. Happy Tuesday to you.
So let's talk about what's going on in Salem. I know this is really a busy time at this point in the legislative session. I'm sure there's a lot of things going on and a lot to keep track of right now.
You know, it's pretty intense. You know, I look at the spending that goes on here, and boy, it just you just got to battle for what's best for the entire state, especially rural Oregon, which I represent. Yeah, this place, this will humble you, and it also gives you confidence that you're here for the right reasons to push back on some policies that, you know, proven over and over again to be bad for the citizens of Oregon. So, yeah, a lot of activity in the funding, and so I'm learning everything I possibly can about the budget and prepare for legislation that goes with that funding.
So talk about some of the specifics on things that you're watching out for or opposing right now, trying to stop from moving forward.
You know, the veterans housing, and it's not part of my district, but the veterans facility, we're really lobbying hard for that. There's only two others, as I'm sure you know, in the state of Oregon, Lebanon, and drawing a blank. I think the other one is Hood River. So that would be a $35 million project that has tremendous federal matching requests and support. So we're very thrilled about that. A lot of different bills that back to the homeless. And one is Senate Bill 1086, which would basically, people that are living along our rivers and polluting our waters, the DEQ can be challenged to put in motion, making sure that our waters are not being contaminated. The Ways and Means is very active right now, and so we have a lot of priority bills that we're putting out there and working hard to promote as rational and legitimate and timely.
And by the way, you mentioned Ways and Means, which reminds me, Joint Ways and Means doing that hearing later this week here in Roseburg.
Looking forward to that. Encourage your listeners, Kyle, to attend if they possibly can, and just give the rational reasons on what their ideal bills are and how they can move forward for the state and benefit Douglas County.
And in fact, we'll be freshening up that story and reposting one later today or early tomorrow with a link in it for people who want to testify at that event out at Jacoby Auditorium out at Umpqua Community College. Talk about, with the committees you're on, some of the things that are happening right now.
We just see a movement on the Housing and the Homeless Committee. We see we're really pushing back hard on almost an anti-landlord legislation, the variety there that just takes away the incentive, pushes people into the short-term rental portion of the minimum housing we have available. Battling for the $26 million that's come back to rural Oregon that originally was left out of the 2002 bill, the 2001 bill. And so on ag, Kyle, the growth in the predator compensation for ranchers and farmers, and that's going to be a huge one. I think that has a good chance of passing. A lot of environmental opposition that just really doesn't take into account the losses for the people that are producing the food for all of Portland and our state. So just several bills like that we're pushing back against, and then of course on the predation bills we're pushing to support for ranchers and farmers.
Are you hearing anything about Oregon infrastructure? Of course, some of that is under the federal umbrella, but in terms of roads or bridges in the state, a lot of this infrastructure is several decades old. And of course, we've got some projects going on at the county right now. But I'm just curious in general, if this is a topic that's getting much attention in this session.
You know, rural Oregon, again, has to really battle for a reasonable and fair share that we need for our infrastructure and our bridges and our highways repairs. A lot of attention, Kyle, going to the new I-5 bridge. The state of Washington has already allocated considerable money. Maybe not enough, but again, it goes back to that federal match. We're talking several billion dollars for that, and it just doesn't seem to be the right approach. We have to justify that kind of spending and that kind of building, and it could be at the expense of, yes, our rural areas for the badly needed maintenance and improvements.
Are there particular areas of the state budget that you would like to see some major adjustments in?
Well, anything with veterans, good legislation, good policy, catching up. I just stepped out of the Housing Committee meeting, and one organization's asking for money, and I asked them, what do you have for veterans? And they couldn't answer me. And so that's likewise what we're up against. And so it's mixed priorities. And as you know, we've had some pretty early, somewhat heated debates on the House floor on where our focuses should be, and we're with the United Group here, and I'm real grateful for that, and like-minded people that are they're going to fight for all of Oregon, not just the metropolitan areas.
All right, we're going to stop for there right now. State Representative Court Boyce, I'll let you get back into that other meeting. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks again.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.